Today's forecast across the Midwest has not changed greatly from that of yesterday, and we're getting a little bit more clarification on what will take place next week, but confidence is still somewhat on the low side. Starting off here near term, though, yesterday's precipitation that occurred from east central Iowa into portions of Ohio here this morning left behind a trail of moisture running upwards to 0.4 inches in some locations, and it looks like today will be a drier day across that region. In fact, over the next two days, we'll likely see a lot less precipitation occurring across the Midwest. Most areas will see a risk of a shower or drizzle, but we're not expecting it to be great enough in very many locations to cause a real serious disruption to the overall farming picture. And I think many areas will likely see net drying conditions occur as we move forward through these next 2 days. A surface high pressure center, a fairly strong one, in fact, will settle over the Midwest as we get into the end of this week. It'll already be pushing into the Western Corn Belt here later today and tomorrow. And it will likely bring an end to all of this instability shower activity that's been going on for quite some time. And the high pressure center is large enough that it will not only stabilize the atmosphere, but it will also create an environment where frost and freezes will be commonplace across the region. Extreme lows will likely be in the 20s and 30s each of the next 3 nights across the Midwest, and everybody will likely see at least frost, if not significant freezes, during this period of time. We may see freezes all the way down into the Tennessee River Valley, the Northern Delta, and maybe even portions of Virginia or North Carolina as well during this period of time, with those latter areas picking up on the coldest conditions here probably Friday and Saturday mornings. We are going to have this high pressure center around long enough that precipitation will be minimal through Sunday, and that means that we are probably looking at some better harvest conditions across the Midwest. And afternoon temperatures will stay rather cool, so those areas that are moist are probably going to be a little slow drying down. But the air is going to be a cool and dry air mass, and we'll likely see that result in relatively good drying rates, even though the temperatures are low. Afternoon temperatures will only be in the 30s and 40s in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt, while 40s and 50s will occur in the rest of the region. That will be the rule for the next 3 days. We'll expect some warming to occur late in the weekend and early next week as we set the stage for another round of precipitation or two. The first wave of energy is likely to come with a cool front early next week that will generate rain across a fair amount of the Midwest. That event will occur Monday into Wednesday. There may be a brief break from that system and ahead of the next one before we get involved with some more rainfall, but the break will only be a day or two. A cutoff low pressure center is being advertised to develop across the southern plains at some point early to midweek next week, and it will move through the Delta and into the eastern Midwest as we get into the second part of next week and into the following weekend, and so therefore another round of precipitation will occur. It's still a little early to get specific on this particular storm system, but we think maybe the northwestern Corn Belt will be left out of the event. Amounts in the southeast part of the western Corn Belt will be greatest, along with the Delta and most of the eastern Midwest. Rain totals may run a half inch to 1.5 inches, and maybe something locally greater with that event late next week, whereas the frontal system that occurs early in the week will produce anywhere from 1/10 to 5/10 of an inch with some local 3/4 inch amounts. The temperatures will be seasonably warm early next week and then turn right around and cool down to a more normal range as we get involved with this second storm system later next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.